If you could do one thing other than like sales and accounting and HR and all the stuff that you have to do to run the business, like if you could do one part of the trade in the shop, what would be your thing that you'd really like to do?
That's a hard, I mean, I guess vinyl, because it's tedious and I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, like weeding.
Like it's almost like meditative.
Yeah. You know what I love? I love the hand-painted stuff.
Yeah. That's beautiful too. I don't possess the skills.
No, neither do I. Required. But if I could do one thing in the shop, like if I was good at one thing, that would be the one thing I would love to
do. That's the thing.
And I would, because it's so old school. You just have a paintbrush, you know. I mean, granted, you have to make pounce patterns sometimes. Depends. If you're really, really old school and you do it all by hand, then you're a talented artist, obviously. But
right, yeah, it's coming back. I think it's making a comeback. Hand painted signs.
Oh yeah, for sure. Personally. And you see some superstar, you know, folks on Facebook that I love to watch them do their work. We have a few in Behind the Signs group too that post things once in a while in videos. Yeah, it's always awesome to see.
It's kind of like the old neon artists too. Like,
I love that too. That would be my second choice.
Yeah.
That would definitely be my second choice.
Again, both skills I do not possess, but yeah. If magic happened, then I suppose those would also be on my list.
Yeah. But, you know, people need to do the stuff we do too, right? Like organizing jobs and billing clients and selling
I know
stuff.
For a fact that there are people that do neon that would hate my job.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are. But anyway, well, today's a little different, obviously, because we pre-recorded this podcast from the floor of the ISA show 2025 in beautiful Las Vegas. And
beautiful Las Vegas. Interesting choice of words.
I mean,
I'm not a Las Vegas fan.
No.
I know it's like either. I love it or hate it. And I think I'm on the hate it spectrum.
I like the food. There's some good food in Vegas. And there's some good entertainment in Vegas. And then I always lose my $100 in the slot machines in Vegas. So that's about my,
yeah,
that's it.
I don't drink. I don't gamble. I don't smoke. And I don't eat meat. So Vegas really isn't meant for me.
Probably not. You know, I think the show, let's talk about it a little bit. And then we'll just kind of let everyone watch it. Hopefully it's super helpful. We had some amazing guests. I'll let you introduce who they are on the stage that folks will be seeing.
Yeah, well, of course, we introduce them once you get into the video, but we are talking in this video with Sapna Budev. She is the president of education for International Sign Association and Sign Research Foundation, which are technically two separate organizations, but they work really closely together. And then we also are interviewing Wendy Graves, who's one of the members of Make It Happen Signage Academy. She's one of the partners in that. She's also the founder of Women in Signs, Etc., which is an all-women's sign industry group that I am also a part of. But she's really spearheading like on-the-ground education for this sign industry. She's so passionate about it and, you know, creates all these boot camps. I guess I'll go into that. You know, some of her upcoming boot camps they have for Make It Happen Signage Academy. I mean, Atlanta, Georgia, Redmond, Washington, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, which is actually cool because it's a combination event of Make It Happen Signage Academy and Women in Signs, etc. So it's Illuminated and Frontline boot camp for Make It Happen Signage Academy, but only for women. So if you feel a little bit more comfortable with that, that's a really cool opportunity for you. Plus, it goes into the rest of the Women in Signs, etc. Expo, if you will, or conference for the year. And then Edison, New Jersey, Phoenix, Arizona, Jeffersonville, Indiana. So yeah, I think they are just all over the place. They try to bring the training, you know, at least to an accessible location for you, close to you. And they try to go all over the country doing this. They also have out of the country too, actually. So Europe and Canada, they do boot camps. So really, really great program. You can check them out at signage-academy.com. We will link that stuff in the description of this video. The other woman that I mentioned, Sapna Budev, so she's the president of Sign Research Foundation and the education president of education for
She was awesome,
Science.
By the way. I loved meeting her. She was so
both
funny.
Both of them are just such amazing resources.
Yeah,
so
Wendy's great.
Passionate about mm-hmm. this industry and education for this industry. We can only talk about so much in our 30-minute session with them. So I wanted to also mention something, you know, for ISA specifically and Sign Research Foundation. So they are launching their new learning management system. And this learning management system is what houses things like Signs 101. They are coming out with the new follow-up to that, which is Signs 102 or Signs 201. I'm super excited about that. I start all of my employees on Signs 101 when I hire. So I'm very excited to see what the new piece adds. And then with their new learning management system, they're like updating or refreshing several of the courses that are there. They're also making them more interactive. They're going to have some that are in Spanish. And yeah, it's just such a great resource. Everything for that is available at signs.org/training, you know, but we'll link all that below. But I think the most important thing to note for them is that they're actually hosting a webinar and demo of that system in August. So be sure to go to their website, check it out, and sign up for that webinar so you can get like the full breakdown of everything that's updated in the system.
You know what? We should connect with them and be part of that and link that recording in the community as well.
Oh, yeah,
We definitely need to, because that's such a great resource that I think a lot of sign shops just don't even know exists. So,
yeah. And then I know we're going to go into it, you know, in the recording a little bit that you're about to watch. But just so you know, Make It Happen Signage Academy, what they're doing at all these locations, it's a boot camp. And that boot camp, it's like intensive workshops. And they have one called the Signage Boot Camp, which goes over basically fabricated and illuminated panels, flex face sign. They do illuminated letters, pylons, and kind of teach you about the basics of signs. And then they have illuminated and frontline boot camp, which goes more into different types of illuminated signs. And then on the front line is the other one. And that's more their sales focused and also very important. So they really teach you not just about signs, but how to talk about signs and how to sell signs. So if you have any employees that you're looking to hire that you've just hired that really need kind of either a refresher course or just an education course, if you're hiring from outside the industry, like this is a great way to just intensively train them very quickly.
I like the sales component too, because you know, without sales, your signs aren't gonna, you're not gonna make signs.
We'll agree to disagree on the sales. You guys will hear about that later.
Well, anyway. Yes, I know.
The other person we want to bring a lot of attention to for this talk, it is the person that even allowed us to be on that stage at ISA that you're about to watch, and that is Sign Builder Illustrated Magazine. So we really appreciate them as one of our biggest fans sponsor for this talk. And, we do an article in their magazine that they show or have in their printed magazine once a month. Joe really heads that up more than I do.
Well, the column is behind the sign. So you can't get much more supportive of that. We do love those guys very much. They're great.
We do. And they came to us and asked us to do this, and they, of course, supported the entire thing. So we're super, super excited to have them as a fan of the pod.
And they're really supportive of ISA. Also, Wendy Graves is a contributing, she's a contributing writer to the magazine. I think she sits on the advisory board with a bunch of folks, with me and a bunch of folks. So yeah, we love those guys. You can subscribe to the digital version of the magazine at signshop.com. And they just have a lot of great information for running your sign shop and just about new products and all the other stuff. So, and also, as always, want to thank our sponsors at Inktavo, Joe's day job. So anyway, you can learn a lot about Inktavo on inktavo.com. They are also the folks that bring you sign trackers. So sign-tracker.com, if you're looking for a project management system, file management, quoting. It's a really simple platform that can help you manage your sign shop. So again, sign-tracker.com, and you can try it free for 14 days. And that's all I get to say about that.
And as always, all these links will be in the description. So please do check them out. There's some great resources for you. Now, bear with us a little bit on this talk. The format's a little bit different than what you're used to. We are on a live stage doing it.
Are you nervous?
Yeah. Not really. Not really once I was up there.
Yeah. I always feel like if you can get past the first 5 minutes without pooping your pants, you're in good shape.
Or vomiting or crying because so stupid. Anyway, happens.
All right. Well, with that, let's enjoy it. So anyway, enjoy it. I would love to hear in your comments what you think about it. But education is such an important topic for us sign shop folks. So anyway, Liz, thank you very much. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Hey, usually we do this through this podcast in a very quiet, small room with no people. Now there's a lot of people. So are we?
A lot of people.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm okay, I think.
All right.
If I turn really red, my bad.
Anyway, I am Joe Arenella, like mozzarella, it's Italiano. I have owned a couple of sign shops over the past 25 years. One was SignTech International. Grew it from 2 people to 60 people. We did jobs, national rollouts, pylon signs. We did the Dallas Cowboy Stadium. And miracle of miracles, I managed to sell my company in 2008, 2009 when the entire economy crashed. So I was grateful for that. And started another sign shop several years later with my daughter, Liz. And of course, her and her husband have taken that shop over. But my name is Joe, again, Arenella, and I am the co-founder of SignTracker. So I now work there full-time. SignTracker is part of Inktavo. Our booth's just right over there, by the way. And I spend most of my time talking to sign shop owners about how to manage their workflow. And when I'm not doing that, I'm hanging out with this one over here. Usually she's ridiculing me and we record podcasts together. So my co-host is...
my favorite pastime. I'm Liz Arenella-Toynes. As he said, I'm the co-host of Behind the Signs podcast. I also own a sign and design studio in Austin, Texas called Studio Zo with my husband. He's over there.
Yay.
Yeah.
My favorite son-in-law.
But most importantly,
my only son-in-law.
Somehow have been given a life sentence in the sign industry thanks to this dude right here. And I hate him for it every day. No, I'm kidding. I love you.
I did fire you quite a few times.
So many times. He fired me a lot. Anyway, but I had to go to work the next day. It was really weird. Today, we're not talking about that. We are talking about one of the most asked questions that we get. We have a big Behind the Signs community if you're not a part of it. We're about 15,000 members strong right now. It's on Facebook. I think about 94% of that is owners in the sign industry or leaders of some sort in the sign industry. And we always have them ask us a question when they join. And one of the most asked questions is education. Where the hell do I find it? And that is such a good question because I know in my company, it's something we also struggle to find and something you struggle to find. So today to kind of deep dive into this and help you guys maybe find that, we have two very special guests. Wendy, I'm starting with you, girl.
My second favorite sign girl right here.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you.
So today we're going to talk to Wendy Graves. She's right here. Wendy came into the sign industry joining the family business. I get it.
My husband, who's also here.
After quickly becoming enamored with the industry, Wendy has continued to strive to make this industry a better place. She is the founder of a group that I myself am a part of called Women in Signs, Etc., a.k.a. WISE. So cool. Anyway, but her latest venture, even though it's been around a few years, I'd say for the past year or so, it's really been making waves in the industry. And she, that is Make It Happen Signage Academy. She is a partner in that. She's been doing lots of workshops here, and she does them also all over the world. It is a hands-on, immersive training for the sign industry. So, hi, Wendy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's like I'm sandwiched between so much love. So much love. It's great.
I have the honor of introducing Sapna Budev, who is on staff at ISA. Sapna began her career in tech, which took her all over the world before she landed in Washington, D.C. and fell in love with the sign industry. She joined the ranks of ISA and started to discover the important roles that sign plays in society. She is now the VP of Education and Executive Director of Sign Research Foundation. Sapna and her team have developed strong relationships with governing agencies in the sign industry to bring them together. And she leads the, she's executive director of the Sign Research Foundation, and her team develops strong relationships with governing agencies in the sign industry to bring them together with those sign makers to help guide code improvements in our industry. She also has developed continuing education credits for architects that helps them understand signage better and to bring fabricating sign shops into projects much sooner. So she is doing some great work to meld those two industries together. Her team at Sign Research Foundation is also responsible for holding up the entire sign industry, apparently.
Yep.
She's also responsible for online learning courses like Signs 101, which many of you probably have already heard of and watched. So anyway, Sapna, you are obviously a rock star in the industry. So welcome. We're really honored to interview you today.
Thank you so much. That was like an incredible mouthful. None of it means anything except I love this industry. I love figuring out how best to train everyone, how best to get you guys what you need. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. So that kind of brings us right into what we're talking about. You know, the struggles I've seen in the sign industry is when you break it down, it's a trade industry, but there's no trade education surrounding the industry as a whole. There are parts and pieces once you kind of get into it. But nothing that's like a direct path through formal education or trade education. So for us in the industry, it kind of means that our industry depends on what we call legacy knowledge. I'm a young woman that owns a sign company. With legacy knowledge comes legacy habits. And that isn't always
easy.
Are you
saying my habits were bad habits?
I'm saying a lot of things. but that just kind of means like it hinders progress. Right. And if we had a path through formal education, we could kind of sideline that and welcome progress into our industry a lot easier. So obviously, this is a huge topic. We only have 30 minutes. We know that's tough, but we're going to jump right in and tell you as much as we possibly can.
OK, so Wendy, you get question number one. Wendy is a pioneer, in my opinion, for education in the sign industry. Looking at it and doing things a little different, which is awesome. So if you can tell us a little bit about the types of training, or tell us about Make It Happen Signage Academy and the types of training that it provides and maybe who it's targeted towards.
So Make It Happen Signage Consultancy started in the UK about 8 years ago with my business partner, Sam Armstrong. She's been running the programs there for 8 years with over 4,000 attendees. We brought it to ISA several years ago. Thank you, Sapna and others. And we've been proud to be here for 3 years offering our different training programs. Last year was the first year that we were basically traveling the country, going to very incredible host partners that would open up their facilities to us or a conference room, and we would bring the programs locally. Signage Academy has two focus programs right now with a third coming up. One is called On the Front Line, which is focused on sales and customer service experience and time management. And the other one is Signage Bootcamp, which is all product-based with a focus on illumination and part of that program. And then the one that's following right behind that we'll be unveiling shortly that's already over in the UK is called First Drill, and that is going to be for everyone new to the industry. So anyone brand new day one to about 2 years, we'll start with First Drill and then head through to On the Front Line and then finish with Signage Bootcamp.
I love it.
So in my company, we actually prefer to hire outside of the sign industry. We don't typically hire people, minus one person that's looking me directly in the eyes right now. No one else on our team had a sign experience outside of me and one other person. Everyone else was brand new to the industry. Now, that means I don't have to break old habits, which I prefer, but it does mean that I have to start from scratch on education. We are well familiar, very familiar with Signs 101 and SRF and other things ISA offers. But Sapna, I kind of wanted you to go over or elaborate on types of training that ISA and Sign Research Foundation or SRF offers and where do we find them?
Love this question. So you're absolutely right in one aspect you mentioned earlier, which is there's no school, there's no sign school out there, right? You don't go to trade school. Everybody I've met in this industry gets into it fast, backwards, or from family, right? And so what we realized is that there's no kind of traditional onboarding program for people who come into the sign industry. A lot of them will have no background. If they didn't come from the family, they have no background in it. So a couple years back, we did this really comprehensive survey. It's like, I don't know, 8,000 people. We asked them, what is your biggest training issue? What is it that you wish your employees knew? What do you as an employee wish you knew? And one of the things that came back is they absolutely needed a curriculum. So they wanted a soup to nuts program where they could just start learning everything they needed to know to understand the full breadth of the sign industry. At that point, we created Signs 101. We now have Signs 201, so you can do both of those. And we're developing Signs 301. But it has to be, I'll get into this later, so I'm not going to say too much about it. But adult learners are different from children. And the way we learn, according to neuroscience, is different. So you can't just take one medium of education and assume everybody's going to learn that way. So we did develop a bunch of complementary things to guide them. Anyone can access Signs 101, Signs 201, and eventually Signs 301 through our learning hub, the ISA Learning Hub. And you'll see supplemental pieces there that have to do with the Sign Research Foundation's research, forms and templates that can help you with your job, and most importantly, and I think Make It Happen can work with this too, you can meet people who can develop peer relationships that can also help you grow in the industry.
We recently wrote an article for Sign Builder Illustrated around training, and hiring sort of gets mixed in there a little bit too, because the sign shop owners, you know, it's hard to decide, you know, how to invest in training, especially when someone doesn't have any skills. And we quoted someone that said something in the sign shop in our community, Behind the Signs on Facebook, Al DiPaolo. He said, "Don't forget about the young ones coming up, the ones in school who don't really know what they want to do yet. We need to introduce them to the sign industry and explain why this work is the best work and why they should want to do it." You know, and I think when I came into the sign industry, I knew nothing. Like I accidentally answered an ad in the paper that said media sales, and I showed up and it was a dumpy little sign shop, and I knew nothing about signs, never mind ever thinking about it as a career. And I think about the young kid that might be, you know, hey, getting ready to graduate high school or just starting community college, and you know, they're walking down the street and they see this really cool crane truck installing a, you know, nice looking sign. And they think, huh, like, is that a job? Is that a thing? And so they show up at a sign shop and they knock on the door and they have no skill whatsoever. How does a sign shop owner, how would you, I guess, you know, advise the sign shop owner? Is it worth the risk of taking on someone that doesn't know anything about signs and investing in education? And what would you say? I mean, I know this is a kind of a loaded question, right? You could talk about it for a while. You write a whole article about it.
Right.
You want to just read my article that I wrote about?
Right.
But do you feel it's the responsibility of us as sign shop owners to train the next generation? And, you know, what would you advise sign shop owners about taking that risk?
Okay, I'm going to do my best, Joe. That was a lot, right?
That's a lot.
So, I mean, absolutely. You know, I mean, we're running companies and we onboard team members, and we have to invest in them, and that looks different for each sign shop, and we can respect that. Some have some inside training already established that they plug in, but sometimes they want to send them out to learn from other peers and make other connections, and I think that's where it's really important. You know, with having the opportunity of having the ISA online classes, you can quickly plug in someone to some of that upfront training. We're a little unique and different where we are only an in-person training. So, you know, if you come and take their class, you might hear some overlap in our our in-person training, but you won't get the inner, you know, personal connections and networking otherwise. And so I do think that we have to pour in. And then I think we have to spend some money in training sometimes. And I'm a little bit like Elizabeth. I mean, you know, when my husband first started the company, we definitely hired the experienced sign shop people. But sometimes old habits show up. So we kind of shifted and started with some people who didn't. And we focused on positive attitudes and then poured into the training as much as we could.
Yeah. And, you know, it's hard to take that risk too, especially when you're so busy and you think to yourself, man, I really can't afford to take the time for the resources, because as we know in our industry, sometimes margins are a little slim, and am I going to spend the money to invest in somebody and train somebody? But I would say we have to. We have to do it.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Mentoring is very important. And taking the onus of education and passing down your knowledge if you own a sign company or lead in a sign company is also very important. But I'm a huge proponent. I'm bringing it back to trade education, right? Like in a former life, a lifetime ago, and I guess still today, I'm a licensed barber. I went through trade school. I know what it I know what it brings to your life. And I think that, like, in Texas, barber programs, cosmetology programs, welding programs, construction programs, those are introduced in high school as trade programs in Austin specifically, I can speak to. But if anything, it delivers awareness of an industry to a group of people that might not have access to it otherwise. This is going to be a hard hitter. I think that delivering that awareness removes the burden of education from a sign owner, because you already have to own a business. I mean, you don't have to, but you do have to, right? Like, if you're owning it, so you're there already. And that comes with so much stuff, so much. And taking on the burden of passing down all of your knowledge, it just means you're stuck there, right? Like, you can't continue to grow your business. So does ISA and SRF see themselves playing a role in collaborating with community colleges or trade programs or high schools to bring trade type education or awareness about the sign industry to the public?
You think this is a hard hitting question? I literally feel like I could have queued this up for you. This is such a great question. I wasn't going to talk about this and I should have thought of it beforehand. And now I'm really glad you asked that. Okay. This brings to mind what was mentioned was there is a difference between training employees in your sign shop and recruiting people, right? But we know those things are intertwined, right? There is an association called the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM. They're probably the biggest association in the country. They represent everyone like gas and oil companies and Apple, et cetera, and sign companies. NAM started a program called Manufacturing Day. And what they did was they developed a toolkit for other trade associations to go out and recruit people from high schools, from trade schools, to come visit their industry's manufacturing all over the country and kind of recruit them into the industry. ISA loved that idea. So we took those toolkits, personalized them for our industry, and got the word out. And we have now done it. I wish I knew the exact number here, but it's at least 10 years we've been doing Sign Manufacturing Day. We get high school kids and trade school kids to come into sign companies. How many of you here have a sign company? Just raise your hand. How many of you have ever participated in Sign Manufacturing Day? Great. Okay, please stay after if you haven't, and I will give you the information on how to get the toolkit. We will help you get the students into your plant. You show them how cool it is, a cool industry, especially to young kids.
Yeah.
They think of it as like, it's a maker space. And that's a big buzzword in younger learning now. If they can get their hands dirty and make things and design things and print things and see them come to life, and then they get put up somewhere that someone's using, this is like, it's a dream career for a lot of people. So we can give you a lot of information on that, but that's one way to get a lot of young people into the industry.
I love that. I'm going to deep dive a little further though.
Yeah.
So my husband and also my business partner, he is also a college professor at Austin Community College. He is portfolio design. So he's the final class before designers graduate and they're putting together their portfolio. And one thing I have to hear every semester is, they don't even know that you need a sign. Like, when they're doing mock-ups, it's just not on their radar. Like, that's not something designers think of. So have you guys ever thought of introducing a sign design course into community college curriculum? And like, it's not exactly a degree plan, but it raises awareness around signs and the design of signs, which is so intricate and so different than just slapping your design on a mock-up, right? Yeah.
Love that. So we currently have about a dozen community colleges that we have given free membership to our online learning. They are giving their students access to it and giving them credits to learn about Science 101, et cetera, printmaking, all of that stuff that they can do through our online learning system. We, a number of years back, looked at a curriculum design. We actually went a little higher than community college. Are any of you familiar with the University of Cincinnati DAP program? Have you heard of that? Yeah, okay. So University of Cincinnati is one of the, there are a number of them, but a handful of schools in the United States that has what I'll call an interdisciplinary or cross-disciplinary program. DAP stands for Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning. The students who are studying planning, students who are studying design, students who are studying architecture, they cross-collaborate and learn each other's disciplines. We went into DAP about, this is Sign Research Foundation more than ISA. We work with universities a little bit more. So we went in there and we designed a curriculum that was about signage, which they then implemented. And they also have a co-op program, so people get hands-on work in the industry. I think taking something like that to trade schools could really work. Unfortunately, we have 22 staff, and putting on this show is a lot of work, along with other stuff we do. But we are looking at ways to capitalize on very enthusiastic members of the community who are born educators and getting them to help us create stuff like that. Liz, I think you'd be great at it.
Oh, no. That requires so much
patience.
Maybe
your husband.
He would be great. I don't have the patience.
I was just going to piggyback on what Sebna was sharing. So with the Make It Happen Signage Academy, while the U.S. is quite large and we can't have just one location where people can come to us for in-person training, we do travel. But exactly what you mentioned, in Jeffersonville, Indiana, there is a college. It is Ivy Tech Community College, and they have a trade school. Mm-hmm. And they have let me come into that facility and is working with me to develop that program to kind of add the designers into the signage manufacturing so that possibly the goal will be in a few years to have from entry level all the way through fabrication, and if we pray really hard, maybe install one day, so that people can actually go to a sign company and say, I have welded an actual channel letter, I have bent mm-hmm. a cabinet with fabrication. And I think we just have to ask for those partnerships to continue to develop. But I'm very fortunate that we have found that in the Midwest that wants to work with us. And while we'll be traveling and doing as much as we can, coming to you guys, that will be our Midwest home. So come see me in Jeffersonville, Indiana.
That just pretty much goes right into the next question that I have available, that I have for you. I actually skipped one since we're running a little low on time about prioritizing. Well, maybe this is kind of one question in two, but like how to get sign shop owners to prioritize, you know, what training they need to offer their staff, number one. And two, what have you found as far as the difference between online training and in-person training? Obviously it's more impactful doing it, you know, in person, but how have you found that workers at sign shops are responding to that?
Well, I think it's really great. I mean, I think it's a mind shift, and we can all agree, those that are trying something, we have come from an industry where you are working in a shop and being trained by someone. So then to shift the mindset to send that employee out to someone else, sometimes it can be scary. Sometimes they're worried about sending them to a competitor or, you know, a different location, but we create a really safe space. We never talk about someone's clients. We never allow anyone to bring up how much they're pricing products. We're not there for that. We're there for the tips and the tricks and the in-depth conversation. And as sign shop owners or team members or executives, we have to prioritize education. So if you're onboarding someone, you know, having that already established, what do I take on in-house? What do I reach out to ISA for the online platform? And then, you know what, when they're here, I'm going to have them go outside of the shop and meet, you know, come to us. And then sometimes people suffer burnout. I don't know if you guys do it. We do as well. You get tired of the day to day and you just need a spark. And sometimes that means putting yourself around other professionals such as yourself just to re-engage and then go back out into that sign shop to do better.
Kind of leads me right into what I'm going to ask Sapna, but I'm going to kind of piggyback on what you said. So we on our podcast talk a lot about how it's so important for business owners to work on the business and not in the business. But we also know that not doing that creates burnout, which is what kind of led me to that. But we do know at the beginning that's almost impossible, right? Like you have to do, the stuff needs to get done if you don't have anyone. But let's say I'm a sign shop owner and I'm just overwhelmed with the things I have to do every day. What? I have limited resources, right? I'm trying to grow my business. I'm young. What would you tell a small shop owner who wants to start or improve their training programs, where they can go when they're limited on time and resources, but it would allow them to start delegating that off of their plate?
This is pretty much every company. The sign business, the sign industry is mostly small companies, right? And everyone's doing 15 jobs. So this is a real problem that you brought up. I would say that in the past, what we have supplied has been a little bit scattershot, right? It's like, are you a project manager? Then here's your project management training. Doing this survey 3 years ago, what we understood was people need an onboarding program and it needs to be hands off. Like I can just hand this to you and say, you need to do, your performance is predicated upon you taking this education every 3 months or whatever, and then putting it into practice. So what we have developed, we are launching this new learning hub. You can demo it in the education hall here. It will be launched this year in the summer. You can access it now as a beta user. The way it is built is to relinquish that responsibility from sign shop owners. You log in, and the hard part is you have to upload your employees, say what their job titles are, and what level they're at. Is this a newbie? Is this a medium? Or is this an advanced person? We will have a curriculum for you and you can assign it to them. They're going to take onboarding. So that's like these 10 classes. We will also recommend take these classes, go attend a Make It Happen workshop, get your hands in there and see how it works. After that, go and read this piece of research telling you the ROI of signage, so you understand the benefits to the customer. So doing a holistic curriculum that the sign shop owner then only logs in and says, oh, you've done all this and you've taken the assessments. I believe you are now ready to take the next step within my business and within my company. And they have the ability then to kind of track who's, you know, empowering their employees to take their own education in their own hands and discover what they like and what they're good at. Because the great thing about a sign company is there are different places you can go depending on what you're good at and what you like. And I think we have the opportunities for that. So that's what I would recommend.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
That is
amen.
An exciting program to hear about, actually.
Well, I think, you know, the short of it is that we, as sign shop owners, have the responsibility to bring education and training to the next generation of sign people, to the staff that we already have. And it's not easy. It's you know, it's all of this education, even though you've been developing it for a while, it's still really, we're barely scratching the surface. So it's kind of our responsibility to bring that training to the people that
are there. But also there are programs
that are excellent
that help you do that so you don't have to bear all of that burden
exactly.
by yourself.
And so Wendy, why don't you, in closing, tell us what's next for Make It Happen Signage Academy? Like, what are some of the next workshops coming up? What's happening here at the show?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as mentioned, we'll have our first drill, which is really focused on 0 to 2 years in the industry, coming in a few months. And we have one more training, which you can still go register for if you'd like. It's in the morning. It's a illuminated boot camp. It's all things lit signage. And then we have some cities coming up. I'll be in Salt Lake City I'm doing a ladies only Oklahoma City training. We have multiple cities. Like I said, our home base is in Jeffersonville, Indiana. That is where I will always be running the full day events. You can go to our website. It always has our upcoming cities. And please join. And I will say one thing. I'm sorry, Joe, if you don't, I forgot to mention, we're very small in purpose of 8 to 10 people because we want to collaborate. We want to build relationships. While we are blessed with our relationship here with ISA, this is a max class that we do here because there's so many attendees. But when we're traveling or when you come to Jeffersonville, it is 8 to 10 people on purpose.
I went to the sales boot camp for just a few minutes today to capture some video, and it was so fun. Everyone was so excited and so involved. You're doing a really great thing. Yeah. Okay, so Sapna, for the people that think being part of ISA is just ISA Expo, I'm not going to lie, that was me for a while. I've learned. What's the best way for people to get involved with ISA and Sign Research Foundation so they can use these tools to help themselves and their teams?
Yeah. Most people, I know, I guarantee you at least 90% of you say, are you going to ISA? Thinking ISA is the show. It's not the show. We are an association. You can check out everything ISA offers at signs.org. Sign Research Foundation, so just briefly, ISA, the Sign Association, represents members of the sign industry supply chain. Suppliers, manufacturers of equipment, materials, etc., distributors, sign companies. SRF came into play to represent and educate those people that influence the success of a sign project. Architects, designers, retail architects and retail owners, facility managers, planners, urban planners. So we attack that entire side to make sure they understand the importance of good design, good regulation, good fabrication, all of it. So that's at signresearch.org, and you'll find a ton of research that's there, some free tools and links to other educational resources and webinars that you can access. I will tell you one thing, just as an anecdote. Every time, I love this show. Obviously, I love the show. I mean, 20 years I've been here. Every time I come here, and then just now on this stage, I have a new idea. So in our registration list, I was looking at it before we came, and I noticed we have a category. When you register, you have to answer all these questions, right? One of the questions is, like, what category defines you? And it's like sign company, sign buyer, et cetera. And there's an other. So I pulled the list of other. I'm like, who's in this? And I'm looking through it all, and a ton of them are schools.
Yes.
Last night, I was at the tour to the Neon Museum, and I met two men who work in a middle school, and they run a print shop. Yep. They teach their kids to do printing. They run a sign shop in there, basically. Yep. And then they capitalize on it by printing a bunch of stuff for their community and making a bunch of money for their middle school. So I just had this idea here on stage. What if I pull that list after the show? We figure out who's on that is schools. You and I get together and we see if you or Mike or Sam, anybody is in an area that we could offer a hands-on training.
Absolutely.
To these students, invite them to Sign Manufacturing Day, get something like that going.
Absolutely.
I'm just like sparking ideas all the time at this
Bring
place.
It. For lack of a better
I
term.
I love it.
Make it happen.
Mic drop.
Right. Yeah. Mic drop.
We are over time.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. But thank you so much to Wendy and Sapna. This was such a great interview. I know there's so much more to talk about education. We know we didn't get that deep into it, but 30 minutes is 30 minutes. So this is what we have for you. If you guys aren't a part of our community, it is a group on Facebook, like I said, Behind the Signs. It is heavily, heavily moderated by this man and I. So it is a very nice group on
very
Facebook.
Very professional.
Very helpful, not mean. Join it. You learn a lot. People really lean on each other there. It's been a really nice community to see grow. And then, of course, this dude and I also host a podcast. We have 2 episodes a month. Sign Builder Illustrated usually reposts them, so you can find them on YouTube very soon, Spotify and Apple Podcasts too. But
Anyway,
we hope to see more guys. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank you, Joe and Liz. Thank you so much.